Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Thursday, November 9. Coming up, Health Ministry urges support for Adopt-a-Clinic initiative, government seeks increased investment in agriculture, and Parliament passes GCT Act. The news in detail after this message.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Now the news. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton is encouraging more Jamaicans to support the Adopt-a-Clinic initiative. The initiative provides an opportunity for Jamaicans at home and abroad to assist clinics and health centers as it relates to upkeep and the provision of equipment. Dr. Tufton says support can be in the form of cash or kind.
Each year, we attempt to accommodate these individuals based on requests through our internal charitable organization, the Health and Wellness Foundation. What we're attempting to do is to use this program, Adopt a Clinic, to formalize that relationship and to encourage more Jamaicans, more corporate entities, to see the value, not in a transactional relationship, but to promote a relationship over an extended period of time with a particular primary healthcare facility.
The health minister was speaking at the official launch of the initiative at the St. Jago Park Health Center in Spanish Town earlier this week. The General Consumption Tax Removal of Exemptions Miscellaneous Provisions Act 2017 was passed in Parliament on Tuesday. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says the bill seeks to remove government entities from the GCT Act and support the creation of a withholding regime. Minister Shaw says the regime will ensure that GCT paid by government agencies will go directly into tax revenues, preventing any leakage.
The regime also sought to balance the interest of the government in preventing revenue loss with that of the registered taxpayer to seamlessly charge, collect, and account for GCT. These amendments were made permanent by the General Consumption Tax Amendment Act 2014.
The finance minister adds that the bill seeks to make permanent a process that has been in place since 2015. Ambassador for Economic Affairs Dr. Nigel Clark is calling for increased investment in agriculture to supply existing demand. Dr. Clark says agriculture has proven to be influential to the Jamaican market and earnings and is a key component in the performance of the country each quarter. He says while there may be concerns about the effects of climate change and natural disasters on the sector, new technologies are available to protect crops.
With the application of technology and proper infrastructure investment, there's no need to be so much at the mercy of droughts and floods as we are today. And what we need to do and what we will sort of be advocating for is, you know, an acceleration of investments in water infrastructure, water storage systems, distribution systems, and irrigation. Because the data suggests that wherever agriculture grows, that's where Jamaica grows.
Dr. Clark was speaking at the recently held Jamaica Employers Federation third annual CEO breakfast in Kingston. And over 500 children and staff at juvenile institutions across the island are to benefit from a series of health fairs being staged by the Ministry of National Security under its We Transform initiative. The events, the first of which was held on Wednesday at the Metcalf Street Secure Juvenile Remand Center in Kingston, will run until January 2018. State Minister for National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr. says the fairs will include life skills and healthy lifestyle training, as well as health services such as dental care, blood pressure and cholesterol tests, and eye screenings. He adds that this component of the We Transform program is expected to boost the general health of staff and juveniles at the facilities, while also helping to prevent crime and violence.
We intend for the children and the staff to be equipped with the requisite knowledge and tools to abstain from the use of illicit drugs and unhealthy and inappropriate sexual practices. And we also anticipate that specific institutions will have their staff trained and equipped with the skills for them to train the children in the area of sexual and reproductive health.
The We Transform Youth Empowerment and Reintegration Program was implemented in 2016. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.